Yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. It's another new episode of Boss Levels. I'm glad y'all like what we bring in. My co-host, and I couldn't do it without him. He definitely brings something to the table. I'm glad y'all enjoyed this conversation. It's my man, Levels.
Cafe, what's going on, man?
Man, a lot going on in the entertainment world. You've been busy. I've been busy. You know, we couldn't get back to it like we wanted to, but we finally got a chance to give the fans a new episode.
Yeah, I've been excited, man. Like you said, I've been busy. I've been trying to, you know, get some videos out, some music out and stuff, and just, you know, making the rounds, man. I know, and you making your rounds too, man. So
yeah, I called one of your videos, a snippet of it, man. I like what you're doing. Just the visual of how you putting it out is like, is inspiring for real.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
So, what you feel about the Jay-Z verse? Like, everybody's talking about it online. Is a big deal. Jay-Z's like back out of retirement again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I remember you told me about it briefly, so I didn't even know about it. I actually just heard about it, but you told me about it. So I did my research and checked it out, and I think he spit like a 4-minute verse almost.
Yeah, two minutes to be exact.
Oh, 2 minutes? Yeah, it felt like
four. 50 bars. From what I had seen on account, I'll give you my honest opinion, Hefe.
Crazy guy from the beginning, right?
And I always
he put out there is pretty dope, and he don't understand. But for me, the way the hype on the verses right now, it really is a disrespect to
like Lil Wayne's verse, man, because like right. Wayne's verse was crazier than me. And only because he did what he had to do in such a short amount of time.
Right.
Now, not to say that Jay wasn't saying nothing. He was saying something in his verse.
No, but not to cut you off, because I want to get your opinion on this. Now, do you think Jay heard Wayne's verse first, and that's what inspired him to go longer?
Yeah, I feel like that. I feel like that, yeah. Now, I could be wrong, but it's funny you say this because I just had a conversation with somebody and I said the same thing to them. I said, it feels like Khaled let Jay hear the verses of Ross and Wayne and then he made his verse.
Right. And that's known in hip-hop. I ain't gonna lie. That's definitely known.
You remember the Cannabis LL joint? LL went back and changed his verse after he heard Cannabis's verse.
For real. For real. And it's so crazy. I just found out recently, I don't want to misquote the song, but it's a song that Big, when he was alive, RIP to him, he was supposed to do a song with Nas. Nas was in the studio, heard Big's verse, and didn't even finish his verse and got out of there, he said. He said he was too drunk and got out of there. He said now he admitted that Big is dead. He said he did that on purpose.
Yeah. He wasn't ready. He wasn't on that level.
Right. That's crazy.
But it's funny you bring that story up because that's a crazy story. And you know what? I don't know if you know what song he was supposed to be on. Nas was supposed to be on "Give Me the Loot."
Yeah, I think that was. I forget the title of it. That's why I didn't want to say. I just know the story of it.
Yeah,
that was
"Give Me the Loot." And that explained why Biggie changed his voice on that song to sound like somebody else.
Right.
Because it was supposed to be Nas's parts in those areas or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's definitely a lot going on in this game, man, with the artists that the fans don't know about. A lot of
it's crazy, man. It's
behind
crazy.
The scenes competition type.
Yeah, bro. I just heard another news story, and this is from a valid source. DJ Clark Kent told the story. He said that when they were recording Brooklyn's Finest, right? Jay and Big.
Yeah.
So Jay came in, Big was writing down stuff at the time, right? Yeah. Right. And Jay came in and he heard the beat And then he took about 20 minutes, so a little bit more than that. He mumbled some stuff to himself, and he laid all his verses on that song.
Wow.
And then he left the spaces for Big to fill in.
Yeah, Big. I mean, Hov is definitely one of the greats. Like, I would give him that, you know, as well as Lil Wayne. But Hov, the way how he put his words together, because at the end of the day, people forget, it's not just about the beat. It's how you put your words together. How do you tell your story, your storytelling?
True that.
And he definitely knew how to tell a story.
He definitely is an underrated storyteller, for sure.
For real.
And I'm just, you know, when I say I like Wayne's verse better than Jay's verse, it's not because...
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, no. It's not because of anything but just what I know as a listener of music. And Wayne got to his point a lot in a lot less bars than Jay did.
Right.
And that's a big deal. That's like a first round knockout, or like getting knocked out in the third round instead of getting knocked out in the 12th round. You know what I mean?
And that's why I want to get your opinion on that situation with him in Game 2. That's why I was blown away when he came back Game and it was real. I thought it was fake, because to me, the way Wayne got so next level at telling stories. Like, you don't even know what he's going to say next until you hear it. You can't, but some rappers, I can actually predict what they're going to say next.
Yeah.
With him, exactly. I don't know what he's going to say. Like, I'm just putting my seatbelt on and getting on the roller coaster.
Damn.
Like, real tough.
Oh, like, shoot.
He's one of the most creative rappers ever. And them two right there would be my top lyricist type of ones if I have them. You know?
Yeah, Wayne is a problem. He's never going to not be a problem. Like, he's just nice like that.
Like, really. Like, some people just, you know, master their craft. And it wasn't, I always liked him a little bit, but not to the level where he got me at now. I just be listening to him sometimes, I'd be blown away. Like,
because
this lyric. It's
what he does, like, for example, the verse that he did before Jay,
right?
He was explaining how he influenced the last 15 to 10 years of rappers that came out.
Right.
He was telling, like, the little babies, the little this, the little that, the young this, the young that.
Right.
All Lil Wayne's proteges.
For real. For real. He been the
most, I mean, so like,
he been
that's
the
what his verse was mainly about.
Influential rapper in a long time. Like, I don't know nobody else that people been trying to rap like him.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time.
And look like him, too. The young boys,
yeah,
they all
everybody
have
got
look.
Dreads. You know what I'm saying? So... I my hat goes off to him, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, he definitely locked down the image of
as far as lyrically, them two right there, I put on another level. Now, when I think of all music, I rate music. I don't know how you do it, but I ask you about that. But with me, I do music different. I can say Lil Wayne and Jay-Z my greatest lyricists and never play their music. I like listening to other people's music. Like,
true.
It's different. Like, with music, and just because you're a great lyricist to me.
I agree with you. I think it's like a whole different package. Like, you got to have more than just be nice with the bars. Now, going back to, for example, with LL and Cannabis, as nice as Cannabis was, his album couldn't reach everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? LL, he's versatile. Like, versatility as an MC or artist, even if you're a singer, you still got to have some kind of versatility to you.
Correct.
That's the way you can grab everybody. You're just not grabbing one group of people. You grabbing everybody now.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how I rate it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at artists. And if you can grow and with the what's going on without selling out your old style.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And that's why you got Jay-Z, Wayne, and these guys. They live the test of time where they can still sound relevant and recent.
Right.
Because they know how to keep up with, you know, what's the word plays and the culture and what's going on.
Yeah, but music is, these people don't understand that they, because they still waiting for the shoe to drop saying it's going to be an ending for these guys. I don't believe it. I think this is the whole new tale. It's a guide to end this world. These guys are going to be making music now. I don't see it ending. It's just, how can intelligence get dumbed down? Like, if Jay-Z smart as he is and he get a nice beat, you always going to love it.
True.
If Lil Wayne get a nice beat and he's Lil Wayne, how's he going to stop doing? When they going to stop? Tom Brady still throwing footballs. You think these guys ain't watching? Like, they're not going to stop. It's just because we never seen this before with music and rap. We always had a limit before with MC Light and all them, where they had to stop eventually. These guys are making so much money now, they saying $100,000 to $200,000 a show.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stop that type of money? I take $25,000 to $50,000 a show, even more than less than that. But I'm just saying, like, it'd be good. These guys are getting that one show, and they touring around the world. They said Ice Cube still touring overseas. Him and Coolio. This actually, I heard Coolio still touring.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So any of these negative people that's against rap music and one at the end, I'm sorry to tell y'all, I think it's about to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to be more people doing more and more and more because of how the internet set up.
Right.
And also, you know, what's dope, I like how you pointed that out, because that's a big deal, Mac. Like, I feel like what you said is super important, because these guys have evolved from artists to businessmen. So with business, you really can never go out of business unless you stop providing the product.
Right.
So Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, whoever, they're taking charge of their business, or they have, I should say. So it's just like these, like, not to switch gears too much, but like the NBA guys or the NFL guys, a lot of these guys are doing what they want because they take in charge of their business and their talent, and taking it all the way to the next level. Like, you know, Floyd and LeBron set the blueprint for a lot of these guys. But now you got, it's just crazy now.
Not to cut you off, but James Harden doing that right now. He fired his agent. He's his own agent. He negotiated his own deals.
Look at that.
Like, that used to be unheard of. I noticed something with LeVar Ball, right? I remember him. And I was rooting for him and his kids to win, because just the fact that, you know, ESPN and all the TV shows was going against him, and he was a black guy telling his kids to, you know, get the money, you can always go back to school, and they was pissed. Like, man, why would you set that type of example to your kid? He's like, man, because you always can go back to school, get that money while you can. So instead of him enrolling some of his kids in school, he let them go overseas and play basketball and develop their skill and get paid for it. And they was pissed. So now that his kids are doing good in the NBA winning, you don't hear nothing negative about him. But in the beginning, when he was telling everybody, trying to give him the blueprint, all you hear them was bashing him and kicking his back out, talking about don't listen to LeVar, he don't know what he's talking about. But now that he's winning it, and his young boys, both of them are stars, it's like, what's up? Like, y'all don't hear nothing? Like, that's the thing. Like, the stuff we doing right now, and even us, for this area, this never been done. This never been done. We making history. So eventually, there's people behind us are going to do this, and they're going to be like, yeah, I remember I used to listen to that Boss Level episode of the podcast and how y'all used to get together. Now me and my homies doing it. That's true. What people do. Like, you know, they get inspired. And I only do this to not brag in people's face, but to hopefully inspire people, and they inspire me, because shit, you need as much as possible to be motivated these days in life to continue. There's a lot of stuff that try to break you and bring you down. So I try to use everything as fuel and just, you know, keep pushing off of it. So I hope we are inspiring people out there.
Well, I'll be honest, I know you inspired me, man, because I seen all the changes that you made, you know what I'm saying? Like, different stages in your career up to this point. And that you're the blueprint for the evolution. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how to evolve. right. to different stages of time we in, whatever, you know. So that's what I feel like. I'm gonna give you your props, your flowers, man, because you know you don't just have talent, you have a business mind too. So I want to let you know that, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for real, man. You got the best of both, and you're one of the few artists from this area that have that. You know what I mean? Because some artists, you've seen it before, some artists just, not even just in this area, it's all over the world, but some artists just have a talent, but they don't have the business mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or don't have the business, but they don't have too much of the talent. You know what I'm saying? It's rare when you have both.
Right.
So
now I appreciate it, and I definitely feel like that with you. That's why I said when I did the intro, I said it ain't like it's my show. Now I really feel like I'm co-hosting with you, like we equal on this thing right here. Like you bring something to the table. I wasn't just gassing it up by saying that. I really feel like that. Like so that's why I feel like you is just as well. Like you very smart. You bring something to the table. I think listeners can get great your perspective on whatever the situation is that can help them even entertain them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's mad ways. Like, I spoke to you mad time before we even did recordings. We used to just talk about mad issues. And I used to be like, damn, that's that brother right there. I really rock with him. I'm like, because it's rarely when you can talk to somebody and have a real intelligent conversation. You know what I mean? And as Black people, we miss a lot of that. We good at passing around the ignorance. I'm beefing with him, he beefing with me. I mean, that's cool and all, but that's why we always in a effed up situation as Black people, because that's all we think about, is turn each other down. Like, every race ain't doing that. That's why they be winning. And then we over here looking like, why the Italians doing good? Why the Chinese? We the only dummies doing that.
True. I feel the same, man. Like, I think the biggest deal with all of what you're saying is the fact that they use distraction for us. Like you said, the ignorance, like we're entertained by ignorance. We're entertained by a lot of things that is misused energy. When we really, if we focus the real energy and talent on what we're supposed to as a people, like you said, we'll be more unified, not to hurt nobody, but just to have what's ours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we missed the mark. And that's what they want us to do. They want us to miss the mark. They want us not to be focused on the target.
Right.
So they'll just, like you said, you throw these little memes or these little 2 minute hits, 3 minutes there. Next thing you know, you've been online for like 3 hours, not doing nothing but watching other people do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then it comes back like, all right, well, I could have spent 3 hours doing my thing.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what we do, I know how you get down because I get down the same way. Like, you know, you put a little time, you see what's going on, but you're working on your thing.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how everything gets sharper, by repetitions, by doing it, you know, more and more, and knowing what you got to handle and preparing yourself for the next day because you know what you're facing. Like, this is a mental game, a lot of that stuff. Especially growing up now. Like, when we ain't kids no more, where, you know, now this is about the mind now. It's like, you got to really, really be on, no, because you can be all jammed up. Like, real talk. There's a lot going on out here. A lot of people is trying to influence people to do the things they doing instead of you finding out what you need to be doing and then staying focused on that.
Yeah. That was the biggest weapon they used since back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for us to really get it out of our system.
Right.
To really get what we need to get out here. Like, but it's happening. It's not like it's not happening. It's just not. I think some people don't recognize it, like the strategy they use on us sometimes.
Right.
You know? But it's happening for us, though. Like, Black people as a whole, you know, no disrespect to any other culture, race, or listeners. I'm not trying to, you know, diminish y'all or make y'all less than us. But, you know, y'all represent y'all culture. We represent our culture, Black culture, African culture. As a whole, it's the beginning of everything, really, to be honest with you.
Right.
In the beginning, it was darkness. Then it was light.
That's true. true. I mean, a lot of them, if you go online and look on YouTube and different sites, they give it up and say stuff like that. So it just, you know, it just is. They had a stronghold for so long, controlled all the books, controlled everything was said. You know, they started to find out that it was a lie, a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lie.
Yeah.
And we can't keep it going. We can't keep it. I can't co-sign the lie and keep pushing that for generations. Like, real talk. We ain't as bad as they making it out to be. And plus, you know, there's some white people that feel like that or whoever feel, but there's some that don't. You know, I've run across ones that's not all like that, but you know, that's a huge topic, you know, for a whole nother show. We definitely got to get into that eventually, too. Because I want to get in everything for, you know, the listeners out there. We don't want to just be no one particular clone show where we don't need to talk about one thing. Nah, we talking to all type of people, and we want to get personal with y'all. We want y'all to really feel like this is real, because it is real.
Yeah, it's very real for us, you know, like... we really, you know, take the time out to know what we're talking about, and we want to share what we know with people and hope it elevate them, you know what I'm saying? And that's all people, you know, all colors, shapes, sizes, everybody, you know, on all levels, you know what I'm saying? It, music, fitness, knowledge of history, whatever, you know, we want to touch it. Like you know, like Hefe saying, we want to touch everything at some point, but you know, hope everybody's getting something positive out of these messages that we're sending out.
Yeah, that's real. That's definitely real. But I definitely know they listening. I can tell you that. They definitely listening. So,
yeah.
We're going to continue to give y'all great content. Any last shout-outs you want to do?
Yeah, well, first, shout-out to God, man, first and foremost. And I just thank God for, man, just everything God been doing. I don't want to get too spiritual, but I just want to say, you know, thank God for connecting you and myself. And also just thank God for everything he's doing in my life right now. And just shout out to the family, the friends, everybody know who they are to me. So, you know, if I missed any names, I'm sorry. If I didn't mention nobody, just know y'all are in my heart and my spirit. And that's it.
Yeah, I know we don't say nothing, but on this one, it was a tough day for me. Buried my daughter's sister, Malika, so I want to give her a shout-out, you know, and dedicate the show to her. We love you, RIP. A lot of people I grew up with came out to support, you know what I mean? DJ 5D, Shep Love. Dog, wow. Mad people like my homies Naeem, everybody. Want to say to my brother Dingo, be strong. You know, we talked, and you know, I'm here for you, whatever you need. He was the five up, and it's just a lot going on, but this is how real it is. You know, we don't just do this, it ain't just no entertainment. We faking it, playing with games with y'all. Take this to heart, everything we do, we put our all in it, and hope y'all can feel a passion, and just, we just trying to spread love and win, man. That's all, man. It's enough room for everybody to eat, you know.
Hey, Hefe, I want to add one more thing. I want to let the people know, you know, I hit you up today because I you know, I had a little knowledge of what was going on with you a little bit. And I wanted to make sure you wanted to do the show. And you was like, yeah, I want to do the show. And right. You know, that's show you how real it is, man. Like, this man is dealing with a lot of, you know, emotion right now. But he wanted to choose to bring the people a message today and bring them a show today. You know, so, you know, props to you, man, for being so strong and being able to do that.
Yeah. Appreciate it. We're gonna keep doing it, man. This is how the greats do it. Like Diddy, whoever, Dr. Dre, Tom Brady, they all fighting adversities and they still doing what they supposed to do. So I feel like if we in that category, the show gotta go on.
That's it.
So we're going to leave it with that, my brother, and can't wait for the next episode to get with you.
True, man. Same here, brother. Peace and love.
All right. One.
This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.